Tonight, we want to see from the Word of God the faith of Jesus Christ. The faith of Jesus Christ. God demanded that we should please Him. And He gave us ability to do it. The faith of Jesus Christ to please God. The faith of Jesus Christ to please God. God wants to be pleased by men. And He gave us the ability to do it. And that same ability will begin to work more than ever before in your life. Beginning from now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, 5 and 6. He said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found, because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The faith of Jesus Christ to please God. When a man is pleasing God, God will make his enemy to be at peace with him. We should not allow the situation of things in the country to make us to displease God. The battle that man cannot fight, God has the power to fight and to win. Am I communicating? Now, verse says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, God wants to be pleased. And He said, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. The faith of Jesus Christ that is in our born-again spirit is given to us primarily to please God. One day, I offered a gift to someone, and the person rejected it, and I got offended. Yes. I was not happy. I tried to convince the person, please take. The person too insisted, said he's not going to take. And as soon as the person left, God ministered to me. You are grief. I said, yes. This is how he says grief. When war, he presents for men, and they refuse to collect it. God has provided everything for us. Our inability to receive it is always grieving God. Now, thank God we have many sisters in our midst. If we prepare a meal, and you present it to somebody, the person say, you did it from your heart. Say, I'm not interested. What happened to you immediately? They are not talking. You feel bad. What? Is it by fault to eat? Why do you feel bad? It means what you intend to give to that person from your heart. The person. God has prepared everything from His own heart and released it to humanity. As our sister said, He felt bad. So God also feel bad when we reject what He offered to us. We need to follow it. Let me follow it very. For it's a serious issue we are dealing with now. Listen to me. Your life will receive transformation tonight. I believe it. Now listen. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, Enoch was translated, he didn't see death, he didn't die. Nobody, no grace, nothing, he just disappeared one day. But he had this testimony before his transition that he pleased God. And Jesus said, he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, because I do always those things that are pleasing. John 8:29. Now from this, I met many people, they say, how I wish I have faith like you. I said, no. We have the same measure of faith. No single born again child of God have faith more than another person. The same faith that Jesus used here on earth is in your spirit. Say, I have the faith of Jesus Christ in my spirit. Say it again, I have the faith of Jesus Christ in my spirit. I have the ability to please God in my spirit. This is the truth. He didn't give this brother half and give this person full. No, he gave us equally. But how we understand it is what makes it to work for us. I believe the word of God will work for you. Now, listen. Say it again, I have the faith of Jesus Christ in my spirit. Now, Brother Paul, the third where we took our time, say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in this tabernacle, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not a measure of faith, the measure of faith. So, the challenges we have today is not faith problem, it's knowledge problem. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Romans 12, 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, the measure of faith, not his spoon, the measure. Everyone. The grace say, Lord Jesus, I believe in what you have done for me. I believe that you died for my sins, and you were raised from the dead for my justification. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. At that moment, the same measure of faith that Jesus used to walk on earth in his day is in your spirit. Now, how do we make this faith to work? Because we know truly it's in our spirit. How do we make it to work? Is what I want to discuss with us briefly, very briefly. Because if we don't know how what we have to work, it may not work. If I can please God, God will make even my enemy to be at peace with me. How many of you have read in your Bible before? He's the way of a man. You see Proverbs 15? Verse 7, Abby. Thank you very much. We are having a lot of students now. Eh? Who will soon graduate? Hallelujah. When a man's way pleased the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. It means when enemy intend to harm you, because your way is pleasing to the Lord, the harms will not work. And I say to someone from now, every arrow of the enemy shot at your life will never take effect anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do we have lesser faith than that of Jesus? No. Do we have lesser faith than the apostles? No. Do we have lesser faith than those who have gone on of us? No. Do we have lesser faith than those who are doing great things for God? No. But what is the problem? It is a challenge I want you all to deal with tonight. Very simple matter. Very simple. Very, very simple. Honest. If God has worked in my own life to this point, there's nobody God cannot work. Stubborn person. No. God is at work. He's at work. I tell you. There is no one that God cannot get to a point whereby he will reflect God's glory. Everyone. Just keep hearing. Sometimes I think back where God picked me from. There is no human being on here, no matter how bad you are. The moment God lay hand on you, that's all. It will be from one degree of glory to other. You may say, when am I going to get out of this thing? You are getting out even now. May I tell you this, Winnie? You are already getting out. You are the one that, honestly, this thing is so sorry. How did this faith work? Is the matter we are facing. Every one of us, we are still working on this matter. We don't have faith problem, we have knowledge problem. When they bought this phone, they went and bought it. I think you are the one that went and bought the phone. When they do all everything. Up to now, there are functions there. I don't know how to operate. I mean, up to now. Is it because I don't have those functions are not there? But if a student grabs this one now, you start saying that the same thing I carry, that is not useful for me, is useful. Why? Knowledge. Do you know there are apps in your phone that can turn your life around? Yes, it's there. You don't know how to operate it. How many of you agree with that? Is it because the phone is not good? What is the problem? Knowledge problem. Okay. How many of you believe that everything you will ever need on earth is in this book? Huh? Knowledge problem. How many of you have this book? You have a copy or two or three. Why is it that all what God promised you here, why is it that it has not come to pass? What is the problem? The book problem? Okay, God's problem? No, God can never have a problem. What is the problem? Knowledge problem. Sometimes we'll have acted and regret. And come back again. And you know God, it's always accommodation. You say no problem, but this is your problem. Now, excuse me. Is riches in this book?
Yes.
Is healing and health is in this book? Is that deliverance in this book? Is that signs and wonders in this book? They are all there. What is the problem? A certain man need money. A certain man. And they went to man of God. The man now kept $200. He put inside this book. And the young man came, said the money, said, take this book and go. But I asked you for money. You said, I should come and collect. And you are not giving me the Bible. Is the Bible the same with dollars? The man kept the $200 and opened Psalm 23 and keep it there. You now say, well, since you say I didn't give you what you are looking for, but I've actually given you more than what you are looking for. The man asked, okay, sit down, young man. I've asked you this, but since you rejected it, I collect it back. Let's open to Psalm 23. The man opened Psalm 23, the $200 were there. What you are crying for is in the word of God. God put it inside and close it and give you. But why is it I'm not benefiting from it? You will see it now. How many of you are ready to see it? You are ready to see it? Are you ready to sing it, please? How many of you are ready to sing? Fine. So that by the time you go back home, you will be refreshed. Eh? You know, on Wednesday last week, something happened. Till I drove from my house to this place, I don't know when. I don't know how. And I got the other day, I told him, my friend,
Don't nobody. I lie down here
for more than 6 hours. I was just stoned. Shortly before we began to pray, God whispered to me, "Say, by doing what you are doing now, can you solve the problem?" But what we solve the problem is what you should have done. And what will solve both your personal problem and Nigeria problem, I want to show you now. How many of you are ready to see? You know, we are always too in a hurry. Some have met, in fact, I saw some comments, they say, where are the prophecies of God? Where are the men of God that pray that this and this? Listen to me. God answer Nigeria problem. God answer the prayer that Nigeria offer. If God didn't answer that prayer, maybe by now you won't be able to leave your house. Is that answer to prayer? For violence not to break forth, is it answer to prayer? Is it over? No. It is not yet over until it is over. And I'm going to show you something from the scripture. Nigeria will be great. And we will all experience the peace of God. And those who are against God's peace in Nigeria will go for it. So there's some other thing you need to get yourself ready. I was lying down here, all of us. We were doing what they are doing, I was just... You know, something that happened to you that you see food, you are hungry, you cannot eat. Be serious. Good. Son of says, where are those prophets who prophesy? Where are they? They are still alive, and they are still mouthpiece of God. And the prophecy must come to pass. I'm announcing to you today, before the end of this year, Nigeria will rejoice. I didn't know the day that sadness landed in Nigeria like Wednesday last week. I didn't know. I don't know that year. Maybe I was not yet born. But I want to tell you, the battle is over. Because the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Do you hear what I say? Take it to your heart and practice what God ordered you to practice. And you will see the result thereof. Do you understand my point? It's okay. Now, how do we make the faith of Jesus Christ in our spirit to work? It doesn't just work until we understand the key that makes it to work. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Many were battered in their mind, many were wounded, many were discouraged, many were saying, "Lord, is it how you are? God is greater than all this problem." Let me tell you this. God is greater than all this problem. I stood at the polling unit from morning till night. Some beat me very well. But one thing I know, the will of God must be done. In our nation, the will of God will be done. In your life, the will of God will be done. In your family, the will of God will be done. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Isaiah prophesied about the coming of Jesus, it took how many years? But one thing I read again in my Bible, say, 1,000 years is like a day. Honestly, stand to your feet. And say, "Lord, let the will of God be done in Nigeria. In the political realm, let the will of God be done. In our government, let the will of God be done." Lift up your voice and give and pray to God. Now, Lord, we are demanding, we are asking that in the name of the Lord Jesus, let your will be done in Nigeria. Let your will be done in the political realm of Nigeria. Your will that will make people to rejoice. Your will that will make people to shout for joy. I have brought this picture.
Your will in our government, in our faith, in our country, in our villages, in our towns, in our cities, let your will be done. Let your will be done. In our individual lives, let your will be done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise.
in Jesus
Christ's name we are praying. Please be seated. How the faith of Jesus Christ works. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 6 and 7. Please mark that passage in your Bible. And things will work. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Faith will not work without thanksgiving. Faith will not work effectively without thanksgiving. Can you see so simple now? Instead of giving thanks to God today, we complain. Instead of giving thanks to God, we fight. Instead of giving thanks to God, we argue. On Friday, they were arguing in Lagos among themselves. They were arguing. One of them carried knife, stabbed the other one. It's in the mortuary now. My younger brother was stabbed with them. Argument. God didn't tell us to argue. He said, give thanks to God in everything. I think they said they are burning the one on Tuesday or there. On Friday. Now, faith only works with thanksgiving. Faith only works with thanksgiving. Now listen. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. The reason why many prayers are not being answered, it is because the prayer is not complete. When you ask God for something, give thanks to him from that day to the day you see it. You know, it's a weapon that has been neglected. Will you thank God today, the day that our bank account increased? The weather we are into now, we are already complaining. Is that not so? When cold comes, they say cold too much. When rain falls, they say rain too much. When sun comes, they say it's too much. Which one you did? Which one can you create? Okay, amen. Hallelujah. Amen of what I said, this heat don't come again. The heat is too much. Amen of what I said enough. This is started. Amen of who gives thanks to God. The Lord, thank you for this because I know it's for my good. No, excuse me. Even as I'm sitting down there now, so I'm doing like this. Kai. No, don't say Kai. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Your Kai should be what? Thank you, Lord. Oh, you are not with me. Hello? You are not hearing me. Are you hearing me? Eh? The best and the only way to please God is to give thanks to God. Always. You know, it's so simple. It's simple, simple thing that is missing that made big thing not to work. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Is that your Bible? As you have been taught, your faith is established, your faith is empowered with thanksgiving. Why is the situation like this? So ugly like this. Why should I thank God? Thanking, you don't thank God for the situation. You thank God because God is greater than the situation and is going to make the situation good for you. You don't say, thank you because my son fall inside when I'm dying. No, that's not the thanksgiving I'm talking about. You don't thank God for the evil that is happening. But you thank God because God is able to silence the evil. Huh? Now asking a simple question, now you only laugh. I expect answer, but you are laughing. Eh? You are now in pain. See, the day complaining stops from our lives, the day we begin to see good things happen. Eh? How will our faith work?
With what?
See, if we complain from 9 to tomorrow, complaining will not change anything. The only person that has the power to change things is God. And what God required of us to do, when we do it, God stepped into the fight. When you pray, God answers. When you praise Him, God steps into the situation. Hear this. Give me Psalm 138. I say, You know, Satan will make you, he makes you say, don't forget this thing so that I can battle you. Enough is enough. I mean, enough is enough. We are capturing him now. He won't hold you again. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the God, will I sing praise unto thee? I'm going to verse 4. Let's give up verse 4. Thank you. Very powerful. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the word of their mouth. The moment you open your Bible, you hear what God said. What should follow? From which side are we doing that? Why are we expecting things to work when we don't make it work? Things will not work until we make it to work. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Your faith will only be established when it's abandoned with thanksgiving. Only thanksgiving, praise. Only praises and thanksgiving will please God. It may one make enough not to see death. I think that's what he does. He had this testimony that he pleased God. And only praises and thanksgiving from your heart pleases God. And when God is pleased, he will make your enemy to be at peace with you. When God is pleased, he will make your enemies to be at peace with you. Established in faith, as we have been taught, abounding with thanksgiving. Abounding with thanksgiving. Abounding with thanksgiving. Abounding with thanksgiving. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they have heard your voice. The word of God guarantee thanksgiving from us. If I may ask you, even when you read your Bible, do you give thanks to God? You sleep in the night, you wake up in the morning, you are looking for food. No giving thanks to God. You know the challenge. Instead of hearing the news of heaven, you hear the news of the head. The news of this head will not make you to give thanks to God. Only the news of heaven will bring genuine thanksgiving to you. How many kings of the earth will give thanks to God? What happened? Until the word of God down in your spirit, thanksgiving will not erupt from your spirit. Now, Psalm 69. Hallelujah. Know why I'm happy? Because I know that what God said will come to pass. I know. Without God, we can't fight anybody. But with Him, we can fight anybody. Verse 30. Mm-hmm. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please God. This also shall please the Lord. What pleases the Lord? Giving thanks to God and praising God. This also shall please the Lord more than any other activity. This also, this one thing. You do it constantly, you see things happen. You do it continuously, you see your enemy bow for you. You do it constantly, you see things happening, you see life changing, transforming for your life. This also shall please the Lord better. This also. And he said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Enoch was translated that he did not see God, and before he translated, he had this testimony that he pleased. And Jesus said, he that sent me is with me. The Father has not let me, you know, because I do always. It means what Jesus do constantly, always, is what? When Jesus got to the grave of Lazarus, before he got there, he cried. John 11:35, he wept. When Jesus wept, nothing happened to thee. But when he drew closer, he said, Father, I thank you because you have heard me. And you always hear me. As soon as he made that statement, the power to raise the dead stopped it. He said, immediately, what did he say? Roll away the stone. He commanded me to comfort. He lose him and let him go. Whatever is dead in your life, I call for life now. Wherever you have been bound, spiritual banding, physical banding, mental banding, I declare you loose in the name of Jesus. We should follow the example of Jesus. When he wept, Jesus, you mean you cry? He cried, no voice. He cried, no solution in crying. The only solution that you see when you cry the more is that your eyes will become red and come out in a big way. I've been there. But there's something. See, this also shall please the Lord more than another sacrifice. This also shall please the Lord. Should we thank him only when things were okay? No. How? Always. How? Always. When are we to thank him? When things were okay? When are we to give thanks to God? What is the meaning of always? Oh my God. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Excuse me. This matter is a matter. Personally, I was very, very guilty of it. This time I'm going to say, come back. Go back to what I tell you. If you will please me, I will bless people through you. I keep hearing that voice. But the question is, how do I please you, Lord? I've been on that research for years, and I'm still on it, and I'll continue to hear. Listen to me. For you to please God, God will make your enemy to be silent. For that to happen, you have work to do. And that work is a continual giving thanks to God. For who he is, for God is good. He is good. If you wake up in the morning, thank you, my Father, because you are too good. For your mercy endureth forever. Satan, you can't find Satan because he's bad. One reason you should give thanks to God is that God is good. Is God good?
Yes, sir.
You are not with me. I say, is God good? Have you ever asked God, which mechanism did God put in place to join your head with your body and you can do that? Do you ask God for that? Do you know that if an object is coming and you open your two eyes, your object is coming to hit you. Literally speaking, the eyes bleed and cover it without you. Did God demand your thanksgiving? You are not with me. I said, did he demand our thanksgiving? Why are we not giving it to him? Maybe we don't know. Any activity without productivity in your life will end tonight.
in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's read the Bible again. That it is not only when things were okay that we should give thanks to God. We give thanks to God when situation is ugly, so that God will make the situation to be good. Habakkuk, very powerful prophet. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17, down to 19. He said, although the fig tree is not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the holy shall fail, and the fig shall yield no meat. The floor shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no head in the top. Is there any situation that is ugly than this? Terrible situation. Nothing seems working. You carry your hands and say, leave me alone. You open your mouth and say, sir, you can't open. Ah, what am I going to do? But I heard the voice from the Lord. Let everything that had breath praise the Lord. In the difficult situation, what God requires from us is to say, Lord, I know you are here. You have never come to any situation late. I say it again, I keep hearing again, Nigeria will be a better place to live. Abnormality will stop. The normalcy will be in place. The passage continues, say, yes, I will rejoice in that. When situation look ugly, yes, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. But do not one thing I've noticed. When situation become ugly, Satan make you to forget the word of God. Do you understand? Until you call back to sense, you say, look, there's a place of refuge. There is no place of refuge in trouble, but there's a place of refuge in God. May God launch you into the place of his refuge. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, it says, the Lord God is my strength. When will God strengthen you? When you are joining the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. In weakness, rejoice. In weakness, give thanks to him. Then you will be strengthened. The Lord God is my strength. And he will make my feet like ink feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Can you see now? When was that? When things were bad. Nigeria look as if it's a frustrated situation. If God's children will rise and say, Lord, we know. We never created Nigeria. We never created the geographical location of Nigeria. You did. You can make it good. Human beings that is troubling us, you know what to do. We give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. For he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks to him. You go to the bank, your money cannot be withdrawn. Father, thank you because I know you have eternity. I have seen the Lord goodness, his mercy and compassion. I have seen the Lord goodness.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
His mercy and compassion.
Lord,
I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Lord, you
have been good. You are good. Lord, you are.
Amen. Have you seen the Lord's goodness?
Yes.
When we got married newly,
sit down, please.
Something happened. It must be good for you. We cooked that day very faithful night. So it's not new. You know the logoni? The logoni got born red. It's a sign that kerosene don't finish. Logoni became red. We managed that day. How the food done? I don't know. We can't tell. Nothing.
I will finish it. You know, in that situation, you can't tell the woman, let's thank God. Allow her to sleep well. Then, Lord, I know. You can do something. I just have the voice, give thanks to me. And I give thanks to God for like 30 minutes. And I slept. You know, women are very special. If I woman, I say I'm a special being. Without me, the world will not be complete. Without women, no population now. There will be no population. If Adam alone is there without woman, other will not come out. Eh?
Hallelujah.
See, I'm dealing with a matter. You know, women are very special. Eh? They have soft mind. Not like you men. Men are very, very strong to break up. But women, small time they cry. Is it easy for a man to cry? Do you normally see men cry? But you see women, small thing. May God give you men soft mind. Now, that man, oh, that's 30 minutes. I slept. Early in the morning, as early as 5. The same woman, old born, he cook and the logo only finish. He went and carried the soap. He went to the kitchen. I don't know what. As he got there, he carried it. The thing was heavy. He do like this. He now said, sir, come. Oh. I said, wait, what happened? He said, see, I said, don't open it. Don't open it, please. Do you know, I want to tell you that kerosene sustained up for 2 weeks. When we are talking of miracle, we see some. As another day, we plug the offlet. We forgot. We went to church. She's the one that always knows that this thing is not there. We step into the church, and he says, sir, I forget to all these things. You forget it too late? I say, Lord, if too late you forget, she forgets. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you know what to do. It's either the soup never light, or something has happened. Do you know what happened, sir? When we came back home, she opened the door. And I asked, they said it took like, I asked our neighbor, when the light was taken, it was exactly when I said, Lord, you see that you take the light, never take light, or you do something else. And you know, as soon as you step in, they brought light. I said, when did they bring light? They said 5 minutes ago. God knows how to safeguard you. Even for that, honestly, you see, I'm sharing this with you. You may say, oh, this man never see suffering before. There is no single man of God on this end that never passed through trial. Trial is not the end of your life. Trial will make the best of you to come out. The trial of your faith, which is much more better than gold. When it is tried, God will try you. He will train you. Then the best of you will come out. We have been there. But don't open it though. Because if you open it, the thing will disappear. Just keep cooking. Don't look. Who come and pour it there? Don't ask questions. That shall not open. Maybe you are in that situation. God will provide a miracle for you. It has happened in the day of Jesus. Thousands were to be fed. The food was little. And he blessed God. And God multiplies it. He blessed God. He multiplies it. When you bless God, God multiplies what is in your hand. When you bless God, he multiplies your life. When you bless God, he multiplies your wisdom. When you bless God, he multiplies your understanding. A time came, a prophet, there are issues that we have seen both in the Bible days and in our own life there. It has happened before and it will happen again. In your life from today, miracle will become a daily occurrence. Signs and wonders will become a daily occurrence. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We have been there. We have seen God. And we are still seeing him. And we continue to see him. I say again, under this discussion tonight, Nigeria will be a better place. The leader that God has appointed will be enthroned. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Go back home from now and keep thanking God. Because he's able to change situation. We have no capacity to change it until God changes. And God is ready to change. That's why you are hearing what you are hearing. Maybe in your personal life,
in your individual life, in your family life, there are crises now. In the midst of crisis situation, give thanks to God. And you will see him at work. You have seen him. He has been doing it before, and he will continue to do it. In your life, whatever is ugly, I declare now a miracle to that situation. Whatever is not sufficient, I decree a miracle to that situation. In your body system, I decree a miracle. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you believe it, shout the loudest amen. It doesn't matter. We have seen things, though. But miracle is bigger. Provided God exists, miracle is a continuous one. It's a serious issue. I understand it is a crisis situation that men of faith exercise their faith. Not when things were rosy. Watch out. You will see the glory of God. Watch out. You will see the salvation of God. Our faith only finds expression when we give thanks to God always. Because it is then that the Spirit of God will move. He said, rejoice evermore. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 15 to 19. Say, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. It means lack of giving thanks to God will make the Spirit not to move. Quench not the Spirit of God. Anytime we are not giving thanks to God, the Spirit will just be looking. Because he needed something to work. He demanded something from you. In the life of Prophet Elijah, that mighty prophet, let's read it quickly. 2 Kings chapter 3. Hear it from verse 10. When there was a crisis, the king of Israel said, alas, that the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hands of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here the prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water in the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elijah said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophet of thy father and to the prophet of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hands of Moab. And Elijah said, as the Lord God of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely will it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I will not look toward thee, nor see thee. Look at what happened. But now, bring me a minstrel. That's the key. Bring me singers. Because your spirit is not a moody spirit. It's a rejoicing spirit. He needed something to do, to cheer him up. Say, bring me a mistress. And it came to pass, when the mistress played, that the hands of the Lord came upon him. Where was the hand of the Lord before? He made something, pulled something. And the voice of the Lord came. Verse 15. Hallelujah. And he said, thus fear the Lord. Make this valley full of dark dishes. For thus fear the Lord.
ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mark every good piece of land with stones. And it came to pass, in that morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. No rain, but walk here. What physical thing cannot do, spiritual thing will do it. But that word of power that came out will not come out. He's the spiritual. Are you in the dungeon of lack of understanding? Give thanks to God. Understanding will come. Are you at the valley of confusion? Give thanks to God. Solution will come. This is the word of the Lord for you. God is faithful. God is good. For his mercy endureth forever. In 2016, we were led by the Spirit of God to call those who are believing God for the fruit of the womb. They came. There were about 9. Only one verse of scripture. Go and practice it. 6 of them were conceived in less than 2 months. And today, they have their children. What is the instruction? Let the barren woman sing many songs to the Lord. That also. No prayer, nothing else. For more are the children of the barren than the children of simple. And they went. And it works. The word of God is working. Because God is in his work. His faith is in his work. His miracle is in his work. His signs is in his work. His wonders is in his work. Whatever you are looking for is packaged in the word of God. Receive grace to receive from him always. They carry their child. Their children. In less than 2 months, 6 of them in this land. Obeying the instruction of God will make you to avoid the destruction of men. Obeying God's instruction will make you to avoid the heavenly destruction. No more destruction for you. No more destruction for you. No more sadness for you. No more sorrows for you. No more depressed for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercy and
power. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercy and compassion.
I am the Lord's goodness, his mercy and compassion.
lift all your hands to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
May the Spirit of God rejoicing continue to find expression in your life.
Amen.
From today and forever.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May the Spirit of God rejoicing continue to find expression in your life. Continue to find expression in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As you continue to give thanks to God, let the burden upon your shoulder be lifted up.
Amen.
Let the yoke be destroyed now. Because of the anointing.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That broken hearted is healed now.
Amen.
That your physical infirmity is gone forever.
Amen.
In honor of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for all, receive healing now.
Amen.
Receive your healing now.
Amen.
Receive your healing now.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For the joy that was set before him, he endured. For the joy that was set before him, he endured. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that ugly situation is reversed now.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.